This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over-year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his eighth and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of child care, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued,
after 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Evers says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin. A new bill addressing school opioid overdose prevention is being introduced in Madison. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jody Emerson have introduced new legislation to provide funding for schools to reimburse the purchase of Narcan. The goal of the proposed bill is to ensure every school in Wisconsin has access to Narcan, which can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose in an emergency. State Senator Smith explained what the legislation would do if passed into law and how they can keep the cost of purchasing the Narcan down.
Mandate that every school has a kit in it and helps them get that kit and pay for that kit. We put $100,000 into the bill because talking to groups who already actually donate the Narcan to schools or to anyone who asked for it, this is not going to be a big cost to them down the road.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins fellow Democrats in introducing the Healthy Families Act, ensuring paid sick leave for American workers. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
The bill would ensure that every American worker has up to 7 paid sick days each year to be used to recover from their own illnesses or care for a child or family member. The U.S. remains the only major country in the world that does not provide paid time off for short-term illnesses. Currently, nearly 27 million workers lack any paid sick time entirely. Without guaranteed paid sick leave, workers are forced to make choices between getting a paycheck and keeping their jobs on the one hand and caring for their own and their family's health on the other. However, workers with access to paid sick leave are 28% less likely to suffer non-fatal occupational injuries, and employers who provide paid sick leave see 25% less turnover in their workforce. According to a study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a universal paid sick day policy would reduce preventable visits to the emergency room and result in cost savings of $1.1 billion per year, including $500 million in savings for public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
President Donald Trump's move to end federal limits on climate pollution could cost Wisconsin billions of dollars over the next 20 years. WPR is reporting that environmental groups and Attorney General Josh Call say they will fight the rollback in court, warning that it could raise fuel costs and harm public health. The EPA says the plan will save money by giving drivers more choice, but state officials say ignoring science puts communities and jobs at risk. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. This program is aimed to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with a goal of a 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, equipment, installation, and more. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, up to $50,000. I'm Melissa Kay.
Find out more at datcp.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' Rich Bisaccia resigns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After four seasons, the Packers' special teams coordinator and assistant head coach, Rich Bisaccia, has decided to step away. Just last week, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he'd hoped he'd be back.
Rich brings to this our culture, this football team. He's a very impactful coach around here. You know, certainly, you know, I thought we've been better on teams the last few years than we've been in a long time. Our cover units have been better. Now, I got a lot of faith in Rich and his staff and what they do around here. Not only the X's and O's and what they bring to the field, but what they bring to this place culturally is really important.
College basketball, the Badgers lose at Ohio State, and it wasn't close. 86-69. Bruce Thornton led the Buckeyes with 27 points. Wisconsin now 18-8. Kewaskum speed skater Jordan Stolz scheduled to compete for his third gold medal tomorrow morning in the men's 1500 meter race at the Winter Olympics in Milan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with scattered rain showers this morning, changing to a little light snow by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s through early afternoon. Then we're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s by late today. Tonight, some light snow, 31 tomorrow. More scattered rain with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.